Thank you so much. Good morning, everyone. So this morning I'm going to share with you some details of the granting model that we use in the Center for Health Equity and Social Justice to support community-based approaches to the social determinants of health. So the Boston Public Health Commission is Boston City's health department, and our mission is to protect, preserve, and promote the health and well-being of all Boston residents, particularly the most vulnerable. And one recent demonstration of the Commission's commitment to vulnerable populations is the creation of the Center for Health Equity and Social Justice. This office was created in 2008 and combines the efforts of two existing programs that were focused on addressing racial and ethnic health disparities in the city of Boston. One was the REACH US SEED, which is our CDC-funded REACH program. Some of you may be familiar with the REACH program through the CDC. The REACH US SEED is actually the second iteration of that program, and so we had a REACH 2010 grant that was really focused on breast and cervical cancer disparities among black and white women in the city of Boston. And then the Office of Health Equity is actually was formerly known as the Disparities Project and came out of a citywide priority established by the mayor to address racial and ethnic health disparities in the city. And so the Disparities Project was a grant program to support community programs in addressing disparities and became the Office of Health Equity. And so these two programs, since they had similar focus and were both focused on grant making and policy change, and were really started moving from an outcome disease-specific focus to looking at root causes and social determinants, they came together to form this center. And it's really important that our center sits in the executive office under policy and planning so that we can really extend our efforts to support both communities throughout the city as well as support all bureaus and programs throughout the health department in addressing social determinants and promoting health equity. We recently did a strategic planning process and identified these five core functions as central to our work. Central to all of the center's work, including our granting, is an examination of root causes of health inequities. The deepest and most pervasive root cause is of racial and ethnic inequities in health is structural racism. Structural racism creates inequities in social, economic, and environmental conditions for populations, which then contribute to inequities in health outcomes. So it's critical in our work to explicitly talk about and address structural racism in our communities as a way to address the social determinants of health. As I said, we had a history at the Commission of doing grant making to support disparities work throughout our city. The Disparities Project first gave out grants in 2006, and there was a robust qualitative and quantitative evaluation done of that program. And so we learned many lessons from that grant model that inform our current granting model in communities. So the Disparities Project distributed 12-month grants to community-based organizations and really focused on outcome programmatic-specific work. And what we learned from the Disparities Project is that 12 months is not enough time. It's not enough time to see any reduction in disparities and inequities in health outcomes. We also learned that clinical interventions and behavior change models are not sufficient to eliminate health inequities in our city. Throughout the clinical work that our grantees were doing, they identified that social determinants of health and root causes were critical in understanding the inequities that we see in health outcomes. However, there wasn't enough training and support for those for our grantees to adequately address the social determinants of health and really focus on root causes in addition to the disease outcomes. And so we learned that it's important to invest early in training and TA around health equity, racism, and evaluating program components. And then we also learned a great lesson on how to balance depth versus breadth of granting. In the first year of the Disparities Project, we funded 32 organizations across the city for 12 months. And what we learned was that the grants that we gave were very small. So it was a large number of organizations, but doing small projects with small amounts of money. And so we had to ask ourselves, do we really want to disperse funds to as many organizations as possible and get as many dots on the map as possible, or is it more important to invest larger sums of money for longer periods of time to smaller organizations to really invest deeply in community change? So those lessons really inform our current granting model. as I said previously, we have funding through the CDC, and that federal money allows us to distribute funds outside of the city of Boston, which is actually a really unique role for a city health department. So we're able to support communities across New England, as well as leverage city funding as a legacy of the Disparities Project to continue having a strong presence in the city to support health equity work. So we currently have 17 grantees across New England, in Massachusetts, Connecticut, New Hampshire, and Rhode Island, that are doing work in 2- and 3-year grant cycles. For those who are on a 3-year grant cycle, the first year supports a full year of intensive community assessment and planning to identify which social determinant of health is most critical for that community, and then planning concrete action steps to implement in years 2 and 3, as well as starting to think about sustainability. Given that our CDC funding will be over in 2012, we just dispersed 3 new grants this year that are on a 2-year granting model, so really looking at organizations that already have the capacity and have done community assessments previous to getting our funds, so that we will support 2 years of implementation and sustainability. We also just this year received a youth racial healing grant from the Kellogg Foundation, so 4 of our grantees that do youth development work in the community will be receiving $25,000 a year to support youth racial healing work in their community. So there are 3 guiding principles that are core to our granting work and to the work of our grantees. Oh, how do I go back? So one is really focusing on the intersection of racism and the social determinants of health. As you saw in our model, it's critical to us to really have a strong understanding of the role that all levels of racism play in shaping social and economic opportunities for communities in our city, and how those intersect with determinants of health and health inequities. It's also critical for sustainable community process and collaborative processes that all efforts be community-led and community-driven. So all of our grantees, the projects that they do are led by cross-sector collaborative leadership teams of public health and healthcare professionals, as well as representatives from other sectors and of the communities that they serve. And then the third is really aiming for policy and systems change work. We know that the most sustainable and long-term impacts will come from policy and systems change, particularly around the social determinants of health. So it's really important to connect programmatic and intervention work with large-scale policy and systems change. And these guiding principles also inform our goal as funders of these communities. So our goal is really to build the capacity of all of our partners to achieve health equity through policy and systems change work. And we really hope that our partner agencies, no matter what they're working on, will become catalysts for change. We know that we're distributing short money in a short amount of time, so that we're really not asking our grantees to create new work, but really look at the work that they're currently doing and think about how they can expand that and connect that to policy work and connect the social determinants of health to the programmatic work that they're doing, and build sustainable collaborative processes in the process. Second, we hope that all of our partner agencies will really focus on policy change. And when we think about policy change, we think of that can be either kind of big P policy, which is public policy, looking at legislative issues, as some of our grantees are doing, as well as kind of small P policy, institutional, organizational policies. How can our community partners and our community coalitions really work with local institutions and local organizations to influence their policy that really affects the community that they work in? We also work with our partner agencies and hope that they will build sustainable equity work in their community. We recognize that to really carry this work forward, it requires leveraging more funds, building more partnerships, and really thinking about comprehensive sustainability solutions for this work. And lastly, I think that it's really important to us that all of our partner agencies keep equity as central to their work, that they're really driven by social justice, by racial justice, and by promoting equity within their communities. So there are 2 key pieces of our model. The first is providing extensive training and TA. Although our grants are small to our organizations, we match those funds in training and technical assistance provided both internally by us at the Center for Health Equity as well as by contracting with consultants to provide training specifically around the concepts of health equity, social determinants, and racism, as well as technical assistance to support all of our grantees in community engagement and community leadership development initiatives, as well as doing strategic planning. All of our grantees, after they did their year of assessment, created strategic plans for their work so that they are able to really track progress in their health equity work in their communities. The second major piece of our model is building a learning community. We often talk about in our office how we feel like we're building the plane as we fly it, that there isn't a large evidence base for health equity work, as you all may know in your own work. And so our grantees are well aware that they are really piloting strategies to help build that evidence base. And that we at the commission, as well as our community partners, are all learning together, that none of us have all of the answers. And so it's really critical to leverage a learning community so that our grantees can learn from one another and share with one another what they're doing and what some of the promising practices are that they are employing in their communities. So we bring the learning community together twice a year in summits, which are 1 or 2 day workshop sessions and with keynote speakers and other times to really share with one another as well as learn about new concepts and strategies for equity work. And then in between those summits, we have regular regional meetings as well as conference calls with all of our grantees to provide as much support as possible to them. So as I said, all of our grantees went through extensive community assessment and planning processes in their first year, and to really identify which social determinant is most critical to their community and most feasible to address for their community coalitions. And so this is just a list of the variety of social determinants that our grantees are working on. We have also developed an evaluation plan for our grantees. There are 3 levels of evaluation that we look at. One is grantee capacity to do this work. So the indicators that we look at here are leadership development and expanding the coalition and the leadership team to do this work across sectors. We also look at their ability to leverage other funding to support their work. We recognize that $25,000, $30,000 a year isn't going to be sustainable solely from us. And so we track if they're leveraging other funds and how much they're getting. We also look at what we call levels of upstreamness. It's kind of a clunky name for how are our grantees really moving their work towards more policy and systems change, really connecting their clinical, programmatic, or downstream work with some upstream policy changes. And then, as I said, all of our grantees have strategic plans, and so we also, where they establish their own objectives, and so part of our evaluation is for them to track their own success and with their objectives that they set for themselves. So one of our major challenges is this evaluation. I think that we've really struggled both in our office as well as when we've been working with our community partners with really knowing what are the benchmarks. What are we measuring when we say that we are working towards health equity? How do we know that we're succeeding in that? How do we know that we are moving the needle on inequities in our communities? So it's an ongoing challenge to really know and have evidence of success in this work. We also recognize that 12 months was clearly not enough time, and 3 years is also too short a time to really implement policy and system change work and see success in that work. So we've asked our grantees to really have a 15-year vision and then work backwards into what are their 1, 2, 3-year goals in their work that will get them to that longer vision. And then we also, I think an ongoing challenge for our grantees is really keeping race and racism central to the conversation. It's easy to focus on class and socioeconomic status. We really push our grantees to focus on racism. So quickly, lessons that we're learning through this, politics matter. We knew that, and that we really can't underestimate the power of local politics, that if you're trying to get a grocery store in your neighborhood, you're trying to leverage funding for youth jobs, that sometimes it's hard to convince your local political leaders that with competing interests that that's an important thing to invest in. So it's an ongoing challenge for our grantees, which really speaks to why leadership matters on all levels. Leadership in the organizations where we work, as well as political leaders and community leaders and others. And then I think the sustainability piece is really key. We have talked to our grantees early on about sustainability, but we really should have been talking about it yesterday. And then I'll just end on that it's really critical to keep the focus on equity, that if you are striving for social justice, health equity will be a natural result of that. And so really thinking about the broader societal equity that we're really striving for. So thank you so much.